Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Something tells me that Leland Vittert has been to beautiful Rhine. He just knew a lot about it. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Mary Kevin. We are all here, and on the phone is Kara Condon. Kara grew up in Tinley Park, and I love the fact that you admit that you ate Kraft Singles and Colby Jack sticks and cheese Pringles and everything a lot of us ate, but now you have a palate that is, well, unlike anyone else's, and you're the... What is your official title, Kara?
Well, I guess it's, you know, cheesemonger.
I know.
I also handle...
For the big award, though, that you just got.
Oh, I don't know. I just won first place.
At the Cheesemonger Invitational. Everything I read about you said you just really don't like the spotlight. It's not your thing. You don't like crowds, but you had to perform in front of a lot of people, right?
I sure did, yeah. It was wild.
And what do you have to do as far as competing when it comes to winning, the big cheese award, the 2022 Cheesemonger Invitational Champion? What did you have to do?
Well, it was 10 hours of competition. So even before the guests got there, we did a test on our cheese knowledge. We did a smell test on different aromas, what would be common in cheese. We did a blind tasting of 5 different cheeses. It was 10 rounds of competition. It was, I would say, grueling, but there is an overwhelming sense of it's not a competition the whole time you're there. It's really collaborative. So it's a funny mix of a lot of, events.
Yeah.
But really great support between all the competitors.
All right, let's break it down to the way I eat cheese sometimes. What's the best cheese for a grilled cheese?
Kraft Singles are really great for that. And if you want to jazz it up, you can throw in some Gruyere. But, they were designed to melt. They do a great job of it.
And how is the best way to wrap cheese? When you buy really good cheese, it's pricey. And, you don't want it to get mold on it. I'm not the person that cuts the mold off and eats the cheese. My husband does that. If it's got mold, I won't touch it. But how do you wrap it so it doesn't mold?
Well, it's hard to prevent mold in this case. What I usually recommend is just buying enough for what you can eat the next couple days. You wouldn't buy a big chunk of beef and plan to hold on to that in your refrigerator for a while. The same with cheese, any other protein. So I always encourage people to, buy what they'll eat in the next few days. But we do in the shop sell some cheese paper that is, kind of allows the cheese to breathe a little bit better and is a better alternative.
Yeah,
plastic wrap.
Beautiful rind. I mean, it's not like you just go in there and buy a chunk of cheese. It's a restaurant, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. So we're a cheese shop, restaurant, and classroom. We do have public classes most Thursdays. We do try to educate while folks are in the shop. For sure.
We were talking to Leland Vittert. He has a show called on News Nation called On Balance, and he had somebody representing what they called the Parmesan Police on a few weeks ago, and your name came up. One of these people said,
what?
Oh, the best cheesemonger in town. You got to go to Beautiful Rind, and he just mentioned that. But my question is, there is counterfeit cheese coming into the U.S., especially in the form of Parmesan, and I read that they actually put like a microchip in some of these big cheese rinds to prove that it does indeed come from where they say it comes from. Do you know anything about that?
I really can't speak to this much. As a monger, I'm not really involved in the buying and selling and importing side of things. It's a scary thing. I don't want to sell counterfeit cheese.
Right, right.
I'm glad there is, a breakdown
I get it.
I know that they're looking out for it.
Okay, I got a question. Do you eat the rind of brie or do you skip it?
Yes.
You do?
I personally do, yes. So it's a bloomy rind. It's a natural formed rind, and it's, totally edible. If you don't like it now, then don't eat it, because why would you eat stuff you don't like? But I do get on my friends and family members of, if you're eating a brie at a party and you don't want to eat the outside, you have to do that stuff on your own plate. Do not scoop out a brie in the insides on the main cheese board. You wouldn't do that to a cake if you don't like frosting.
Oh, good point. Good point. And a lot of people do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's so bizarre. So if you're not going to eat the rind on the brie, just, you know, do your little brie surgery on your own plate.
This is Kara Condon. She works for Beautiful Rind. She is a 2022 Cheesemonger Invitational Champion. Blue cheese, how do you tell when it's bad?
You know, it takes a while. It would start popping up with, like, different molds. But, you know, the blue is totally fine to eat.
Okay. And what's the you know, a cheese that you could recommend that maybe most of us are not aware of? You know, something that's really, you know, new on the market that is delicious. What could you suggest?
There's a lot of really great stuff coming out of Lakeville Creamery right now in Fort Washington, Wisconsin. Veronica Petrodes is a cheesemaker there, and she's doing really cool stuff with goat's milk. So anything you see from Blakesville Creamery, that's always something great to scoop up. I really love cloth-bound cheddars. Those are English-style cheddars, the more traditional cheddar. And I think that's a really fun alternative for especially folks like us who've, you know, grown up in the States and are very accustomed to, like, a Wisconsin block cheddar. A bandage wrap cheddar is a fun, different alternative.
And what does your big trophy look like? Did you get a trophy?
I did, and there's a cow on it.
I love that.
I had to pull it out in line trying to bring it back on the airplane, and a couple of people around me saw it and were like, "What is that?" I had to explain myself. It was so silly.
That's awesome. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much for having me.
You will find Kara Condon at Beautiful Rind. Hey, Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.